Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 5th. You'll be interested to know. 64 years ago today, in 1961, astronaut Alan B. Shepard Jr. became the first American to travel into space. Aboard the Mercury capsule Freedom 7, Shepard's suborbital flight lasted approximately 15 minutes, reaching an altitude of 116 miles above Earth. This monumental achievement not only marked a significant milestone in the United States' space exploration efforts, but also inspired a nation to look toward the stars with renewed ambition and pride. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there are rain showers and it feels like 53 degrees with 9-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain showers and patchy fog today, with cloudy skies and a high near 57, accompanied by a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect more rain showers and fog, with a low around 51 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 6:15, with a low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 50 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, with a high near 64 degrees and cloudy skies. Tuesday night stays rainy with a low around 57. Wednesday brings more showers and a high near 68. A chance of rain continues into Wednesday night with a low around 55. Thursday sees a chance of rain, turning partly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night, expect mostly cloudy skies and a low around 46. Rain showers could linger into Friday with a high near 55 and a low around 44 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Trump administration has settled with Maine, agreeing to halt the freeze on funds for a child nutrition program. This decision follows a dispute over transgender athletes, which led to Maine's lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey expressed relief, stating, "It's unfortunate that my office had to resort to federal court just to get USDA to comply with the law." The settlement allows Maine to access over $1,800,000 and anticipates an additional $3 million for summer meal programs. A federal judge previously ordered the funds to be unblocked. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler celebrated a remarkable victory at the CJ Cup, winning by an impressive 8 shots in McKinney, Texas. This marked his first triumph of the year 2025, and he finished at 31 under par after a final round of 63. Scheffler, the top-ranked golfer, became the first from a Dallas-area high school to win this tournament since 2007, and he achieved the largest margin of victory in its history. Notably, Scheffler's performance included a 10-under 61 in the opening round and earned him a prize of $1.8 million. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox dropped a close one to the Twins, 5-4. Despite a valiant effort, including a go-ahead homer by Abreu in the eighth, the Twins rallied. The Sox's loss came as Slayton allowed the tying runs. The Twins' 9 hits outpaced the Sox's 7, with Fader's crucial double sealing the deal. Boston sits at 18-18. Tomorrow afternoon, the Sox take on the Rangers at Fenway for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nathan Eovaldi, with a 2.21 ERA, faces Sean Newcomb and his 4.24 ERA. First pitch is at 6:45, and it's a mild 61 degrees in Boston. Tonight, the Celtics host the Knicks in Game 1 of the East semifinals. Tip-off is at 7 on TNT. In top news, in today's discussion about parenting, we focus on the concerning link between cannabis and psychosis in teenagers. A case study reveals a 17-year-old named Sam who began using cannabis casually in 9th grade, leading to serious mental health issues. Modern cannabis strains are significantly more potent than those used decades ago, increasing addiction risks and potential for psychosis. Research shows that cannabis users face an 11-fold increase in risk for psychotic disorders. Experts urge parents to educate themselves about cannabis, maintain open communication with their children, and seek immediate help if concerning symptoms arise. In business news, LinkedIn and Google are facing a proposed class action lawsuit alleging improper access to confidential health data from California's health insurance exchange website. Following an investigation by CalMatters and The Markup, a California congressman has called for the Federal Health and Human Services Department to look into the data sharing practices. Trackers on CoveredCal.com reportedly sent sensitive information about visitors, including health details, to LinkedIn. The lawsuit claims these actions violated California's Invasion of Privacy Act and the Federal Electronic Communications Privacy Act. Both companies have not provided immediate comments, while Covered California has removed the trackers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $94,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 12% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon is stepping into the space race, launching its Project Kuiper satellites, now totaling 27 in orbit. This venture aims to compete with SpaceX's Starlink amidst growing concerns about orbital overcrowding. With numerous companies planning to deploy over 1,000 satellites each, the potential for catastrophic collisions is increasing. A recent report from the European Space Agency indicates that over 2,500 objects were launched into low Earth orbit this year alone, creating a significant risk. Experts warn that without comprehensive regulations, the situation could escalate into a dangerous cascade of collisions, jeopardizing access to space for future missions. And in entertainment news, the upcoming reboot of Miami Vice is generating excitement, especially with Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski at the helm. The series originally introduced Don Johnson's James Crockett and Philip Michael Thomas' Ricardo Tubbs over 40 years ago. While Kosinski's ability to balance action and character development is impressive, it is screenwriter Dan Gilroy's involvement that truly elevates anticipation. Known for Nightcrawler, Gilroy is expected to explore the darker, seedier side of South Florida. With this dynamic duo, fans can expect a fresh take that honors the original while delivering a thrilling cinematic experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American science fiction writer, Ray Bradbury. And he said, "We are an impossibility in an impossible universe." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.